Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde. Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher. Live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Studios at Radio City. This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and sponsored by American Family Insurance on 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
David Stearns, this is a Packers show. You can't be stepping down 9 minutes before we go on the air. We talk Packers here. We don't talk about Brewers or Bruno. But we'll have to a little bit today. Edition. Well, I didn't call out anybody by name. I don't think. Edition. Aaron Rodgers not backing down, believes what he did was right, and no one is going to tell him otherwise in that organization, I don't think. Edition of Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, and of course, WisconsinOnDemand.com, the Wisconsin On Demand app. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson's in the Park Bank ESPN Madison studios. Steve the Homer True, I'm assuming, is crying somewhere in a corner in the fetal position because his guy, David Stearns, has stepped down in a shakeup of the Brewers front office, which, when you talk about people who refer to the Brewers as we, the list starts with the Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. What are we doing? What's happening to us?
We, I think, are probably pretty nervous. Because David Stearns has turned this whole thing around, and I think Homer has been the biggest cheerleader of David Stearns, and I think we all knew this day was going to come.
Uh-huh.
I believe he still has a year left on his deal, so if anything, we trade him because the Mets are going to take him. That's what I think is happening. That's what
Smarter minds.
Talked about last year and everything else. But I think as a Brewer fan, with the history that we've had being a low payroll team, you have to have someone in here that's really good. Now, I don't know anything about Matt Arnold. I don't know if you know anything about him.
David Stearns, more about Arnold Drummond.
He has really given a resurgence to what I think most of us have looked at this Brewers five, six-year run, as the golden era, because it's been sustained playoff success. And now and maybe I'm wrong on this, I feel trepidatious and I feel nervous that we're going to recoil back into a worse form of mediocrity. So I hope I'm wrong.
I've been wrong
before, but this tells me again, Major League Baseball needs to implement salary caps and everything else, because if this goes sideways, the interest level on the Miami Marlins and Pittsburgh Pirates and all of these other teams, the reason the NFL is popular is because a bunch of teams that could have buried the Green Bay Packers in the 60s didn't. They made this whole league strong. That is not the case with Major League Baseball. So I think all Brewer fans rue this day, and we're all nervous about what this means for the future of this organization.
Yeah, as our Bucks buddy, Justin Garcia, because, you know, he can talk about just about anything, said, this is unsurprising, right? We knew, and even in his quote, David Stearns, not Justin Garcia, in his quote said, Mark Attanasio and I have had an open dialogue, and we both knew this day could eventually come. Yeah. Jesse, as a Brewers fan, I'm guessing that you knew this day was coming. Are you as trepidatious as old boy? I mean, wait a minute. Are you as trepidatious as old boy that David Stearns is saying, deuces be?
David Stearns helped resurrect the Milwaukee Brewers franchise. He propelled them to a level of consistent winning that is unparalleled in Brewers history.
And I also
wonder if there's a little bit of a Ned Yostian complex here, where David Stearns felt like he got the Brewers as far as he could go, and maybe the Brewers thought David Stearns got them as far as they could go, and maybe somebody else can try and be the one who doesn't just try to navigate the waters and be good enough to get into the playoffs every year, but is willing to go all in and is willing to, you know, make some moves like the Astros did, like the Baltimore Orioles have, like the Mariners bottomed out and are now a playoff contender. Like, there's a number of examples around the league. The Phillies are in the World Series this year. Granted, they were a six seed, but they bottomed out a couple of years ago, and now here they are.
They're not a small market team. Phillies, don't put the Phillies in the same category. You put Kansas City, you put some of these other teams, but this is the complex that I think the small market team fights,
right?
And that's why having a, let's be honest, this cat, and Jason, you love Moneyball, this cat was our Billy Bean.
He was, yes.
And Billy Bean never got over the hump with the Oakland A's.
Yep.
And David Stearns never got us over the hump with the Brewers, but I'll tell you one thing, we always felt like he was going to have us pointed in the right direction.
Give you a chance. A chance.
Not that this is going to be a rudderless ship or anything like that, but when there's a change, and especially when you count on, it's just like when Aaron Rodgers leaves, when you count on somebody for so much of your franchise's good fortune, and that person leaves, yeah, there's some jitteriness.
Yeah. Billy Bean, by the way, is still in Oakland, right? Like, he turned down the...
No.
He turned down the... are you sure?
He's like a soccer director or something.
No,
he's out of baseball.
I think he's... I think he still has some role with them. I'll have to fact check that, but I will say this.
He is a current front office executive.
For who?
The Oakland Athletics.
No, I think he's doing something in soccer. He got out of baseball.
He's got some role with a soccer team as well, which I believe he is a part owner in, but he still has a role with the A's because he turned down the Red Sox when they came calling, both in the movie and in real life. David Stearns not going to be turning down the Mets when they eventually can officially come calling, I'm guessing. Let's talk to a guy that I was worried about when I saw this news.
Yeah.
This is a little too upbeat, right?
Hey, do you think he's going to be as nervous as I am? I think he's going to be more nervous. I think this is a sad day for Steve.
Whatever you do, make sure you do it right for the New York Mets someday. It is Steve the Homer. True Homer, how you doing, buddy?
Ron Wolf just left.
It's not a bad parallel. Not bad at all.
I do want to credit Tausch. I think he meant this, but I think he's in an advisory role, so the Mets have to give the Brewers something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Get him.
Mm-hmm.
I think. Did you say that?
We'll take DeGrom, or we'll take somebody. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know that, but it makes sense. And, but yeah. Now, what we hope is that the new guy is Ted Thompson, because the best thing about him is Stearns picked him. I mean, when Stearns got his job with the Brewers, this is the first guy he went after to join his team. So,
Boy, that's very, very encouraging, Homer. Thanks for making everybody feel better, including yourself.
Well, that's the best we got. I mean, you know, when Ron Wolf left, what was the chance of getting a GM as good as Ron Wolf? None.
Well, right? Yeah, they gave the job to the head coach, who around here we like Mike Sherman.
Right.
But I think if we're honest, probably overmatched in the personnel arena, especially after the passing of Mark Hatley, who was going to kind of be his Ted Thompson, what Ted Thompson right. was to Mike Holmgren in Seattle. All right, so you are the biggest David Stearns guy.
Yes.
My two questions for you. One, can you blame him for wanting to, because again, everyone is of the belief that this is an intermediate step between his time running the Brewers and his time running the New York Mets. Big market, playoff team, lots and lots and lots of money. Can you blame him for wanting to do that and have a chance to, in his opinion, win a World Series with lots of money to work with as opposed to what he has to work with in Milwaukee?
No, I will be appreciative that he stayed as long as he did. The same way, and even more so than others, because as Tausch appropriately said, baseball, because of the strength of the union, has never been able to even things out. All they've attempted to do is charge people for spending the most amount of money. Everybody should realize they were lucky to have him as long as they did. And as I said, I think you're not positive enough about the new guy coming in, given he's David Stearns' guy. Now, I don't have as much knowledge of kind of who does he hire, but this was Stearns' first job. And the guy he wanted was the guy who's now GM. So I'm cautiously optimistic, but I am optimistic. I'm a little concerned. I don't know the accuracy of Attanasio in terms of how much involvement he got in and if at some point that bothered Stearns and how much that played in him wanting to leave or if it was just wanting to go to a little market. I think there have been differences. I don't know that applies to Hader, but I think it's wrong to be devastated because of who's taking over and Stearns' involvement with that. I said.
This makes me feel a little bit better because you have been on the David Stearns. You're the front of that bandwagon from the jump.
Yes.
And you're not as devastated as I thought you were going to be because I think a lot of Brewer fans are feeling today like, oh, trouble's lurking. That's how I think Brewer fans are feeling.
Yeah, but as I said, when Wolf left, but how did Ted Thompson do? Ted Thompson won as many Super Bowls as Ron Wolf. Right?
Ron Wolf left as Brett. Whoa! Ron Wolf left as Brett Favre in a sport that's completely different. You have to constantly get things right.
Has left a pretty good team. Yes.
Don't cry, as Dr. Seuss once taught us, don't cry.
Great pitching. I don't think you could say this lineup's overly scary.
No, but I mean the teams, he's not bailing on a bad organization. This is a good team with a good manager.
Okay.
So can he beat Ted Thompson? That's the question. Can he beat Ted Thompson? And you don't know sometimes how people hire. You know, just because you're great doesn't mean that you hire great. But this was Stearns' first job. I will be surprised if the organization collapses. I just don't think it's going to happen. Too many people have spoken highly. But more than that, this is David Stearns' guy. If there's a problem, I will tend to lean more on Attanasio, and I'm not there yet, more than the new boss. I'm cautiously optimistic. I'm just talking about it. I want to thank you because just talking about it
has made you feel better.
Do I feel better? Yes. Do I think he could beat Ted Thompson? Yes.
All right.
And that's what everybody should be thinking right now.
We are here as your therapists as David Stearns departs Homer. Don't cry because it's over, Dr. Seuss said. Smile because it happened. Since we've got you and you've been very opinionated on Twitter and we don't have Twitter trash or Twitter treasure today, briefly, your thoughts on how Aaron Rodgers doubled down on his public criticism of the teammates that have been making mental errors, especially on offense.
Anybody who thinks Aaron Rodgers is going to blame and do say he did something wrong. Now, he'll throw a little. What did he say? He had he has to improve a tick. You know, I threw one bad pass.
Skosh.
Couple bad passes.
Aaron Rodgers is never going to take blame for anything. It's never his fault. That's part of Aaron Rodgers. As the organization has accepted, there are two Aaron Rodgers, one the MVP and Richard Dick Rodgers. You get both. If you don't want both, get rid of them. And I guarantee you there are people that want to get rid of them right now, but they can't. Our hope and concern is, are they able to take the high road, specifically Goody, and get some receivers? You got to take care of Aaron Rodgers now. You got to get some veteran receivers. Tom Silverstein had a story. Others have had stories of names. They have to. They committed to Aaron Rodgers. When you commit to Aaron Rodgers, you accept both Aaron and Richard Dick Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
So they can't be surprised, maybe disappointed. They got to get some receivers.
Yep. Well, I can tell you.
Is Goody going to do it?
Yeah, he's going to get Travis Fulgham and Juwan Winfrey called up from the practice squad. Homer, I'm glad we could serve a purpose this morning. Plus, you give us a perfect segue from our discussion of David Stearns.
Ted Thompson is now the general manager of the Milwaukee Brewers. Thank you. Bye.
That is Steve the Homer True. I'm sure he'll have plenty more to say on Homer and Tony from 2 to 4 on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. Tausch, we will shift gears from the breaking Brewers news to the conversations had with Matt LaFleur yesterday and with the Green Bay Packers quarterback, TJ Lang, whose name was literally the first words mentioned at Aaron Rodgers' locker yesterday. Matt Schneidman of The Athletic, first two letters out of his mouth were TJ. As we discussed Matt asking Aaron Rodgers about his public criticism of his teammates, TJ Lang's name was quickly added to the mix. You should add to the mix listening to the title tones before they're gone and upgrading your windows with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Yes, you should. And if you're in Brookfield today, it is Thursday. Head on over to the Corners for Booze and Ghouls. As well as this Saturday, you can get over to the Corners from 3 to 5 for Trick or Treat. And you can have a scratch-off card over there that gives you 35% off installation. That is all of that. Plus, yeah, I know, Jesse, I know. You want to upgrade your windows. Everybody does, right? You can save a bunch of energy. All of the great stuff that we always talk about. And right now, Pella has a great opportunity to do that. You put no money down, no payments, and no interest, and that's up to 4 years. Certain restrictions do apply. See showroom for details. That offer ends Monday, Halloween. Schedule your free consultation today at PellaWI.com. Again, head on down. Booze and ghouls. I don't even know what's scarier, a boo or a ghoul. Probably a ghoul, right?
I would say a ghoul is more scary. Unless it's like a jump scare at like a haunted house where they jump out and go, boo! That gets
you. Are you guys big fans of scratch-off lottery tickets? Because you scratch off, you can get 35% off it for an installation. I am. I just the games have gotten so complicated. The lottery, necessarily know if you win.
I much prefer a scratch-off to a pull tab. And I think the narrative has shifted on that. But I'm definitely pro scratch-off over pull tab.
And meanwhile, I'm putting in my $5 with our sports writer group for the Powerball just because I don't want them to win and I haven't put in $5 and they leave me in the dust. as they're all millionaires, and
you
I'm going to work.
You would leave if you won the lottery anyways.
That's true. I wouldn't, because I love you, buddy. We will discuss.
No, you'd leave the show. You'd keep doing, you'd keep
no.
writing.
You'd just show up on Wednesday and grill Matt LaFleur.
I would take as many days off as you, but I would not leave the show. All right.
Fair
so
enough.
I would not say, adeuces me. What we will talk about is Aaron Rodgers next, as he talked at his locker yesterday. I'm eager to get Tausch's reaction. That'll be next. It's Wildy and Tausch.